Welcome to Celestial Insights, a weekly podcast that brings the stars down to earth. I'm your host, astrologer, coach, and intuitive Celeste Brooks. My purpose is to provide practical, unique, and insightful guidance to help you navigate the energies of the week like a boss. Hello, this is Celeste of Astrology by Celeste, and on this episode, I will discuss the astrology for the week of April 28th, 2024. The Taurus New Moon Workshop is next Sunday, May 5th. This is an amazing new moon. I love the energy. I highly suggest thinking about joining so that you can set intentions about what you want to manifest in your life. I will do as many hot take readings as I can. Check out the link in the show notes to learn more. The big Jupiter-Uranus conjunction at 21 degrees of Taurus was last Saturday, so let's take a look back at some astrology in action. First, let's start with the people I said to look out for stories in the news, because their charts were very activated by this conjunction. For Donald Trump, it was at his midheaven, which is the most public point in your chart. And he has Jupiter and Uranus in a trine in his natal chart. And when the planets in the sky make aspects like what you have in your chart, so it doesn't matter the aspect. If you have two planets talking tightly in your chart, whether it's by conjunction, square, opposition, trine, or sextile, or kinkunks, if in the sky they're talking, you most likely will have a story in your life. Jupiter rules legal affairs and Uranus shocking behavior. And his trial began on the Monday before the conjunction, where they did all the jury selection, and he's been silenced because Mercury retrograde, Mercury rules communication. There's a gag order, so he's not supposed to talk about the trial, but he keeps talking about the trial. And on Friday, before Saturday's Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, so this energy was in effect, Venus and Mercury retrograde mutually applied to each other in the sign of Aries, a sign where they both are not in great condition. Venus is in detriment and Mercury was retrograde. Retrogrades bring problems and reversals and disagreements. And there's been a lot of disagreements between Trump and the judge. A guy drove up from Florida to New York City and set himself on fire outside of the trial. It was just horrific. He's clearly mentally ill. A thing about this eclipse we had a few weeks ago was Mars and Saturn were conjunct in Pisces. And Pisces can be, with those two malefics, can be about mental instability. And he had all these conspiracy theories about stuff. Anyway, it was very shocking. The Venus part of this, Aries rules fire. Venus, Laura Coates is a CNN anchor. She's a lawyer. And so here we go. Jupiter is associated with the law and Venus women. And she did the reporting like bullet fire. Done. This is happening. Done. 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 It was astounding how her reporting of the event was so in line with what we saw. Yeah. So that man died. It's very sad, but it got a lot of attention, really traumatized the people there. So he used a celebrity trial, Jupiter rules celebrities, to do this Uranus shocking event where he set himself on fire. And Venus conjunct Mercury retrograde. Hush, Mercury retrograde, silence. Venus, money. Also, this past Monday, David Pecker, who was the head of the National Enquirer, which is a tabloid magazine that paid people Venus money to Mercury retrograde spill secrets. Retrogrades bring up things from the past, Mercury communication, Mercury rules gossip. And it's about Jupiter celebrities, Uranus doing shocking things. That's what the National Enquirer is known for, unearthing secrets, shocking secrets about these sorts of things. And there was this, all this collaboration with Donald Trump and his election and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the other person I said to look out for was Joe Biden. And I was a little worried that he may, you know, have some Uranian event. Well, he did, but it came out of his mouth. He told this big story about how his uncle was shot down during a war in an airplane. Jupiter, Uranus. Uranus rules aviation, and Jupiter has associations with long distance travel. So airports and planes, it's very aviation. We've been seeing so many aviation stories. Well, anyway, he told about this big story about how his uncle's plane was shot down and his uncle's body was never found. And this happened near Papua New Guinea. And he alluded to that his uncle may have been eaten by cannibals. Well, this did not go well with Papua New Guinea. The prime minister, whoever the head of that country is, I don't know if it's a president, whatever, was very unhappy with how this was characterized. And it started this scandal. So Joe Biden is a Sagittarius rising, and the conjunction happened opposite his Mercury. And he tells this big story about a plane and all of this mess with his uncle who passed away in the war. Well, anyway, it comes out his uncle's plane landed in the ocean. So his body wasn't even probably on this island, but it's caused a scandal. Another person I said to look out for was King Charles. This happened Wednesday after the conjunction. He was practicing for his birthday party, and five of his horses got loose and started running through central London in traffic and caused all this calamity, running into cars. Some people were injured. Hopefully the horses are all okay. But we saw this image of this white and this black horse running down in traffic. And it's so in line with the chariot card from the tarot deck. It was really wild to see it. Astrology is astounding. Jupiter rules royalty, King Charles, and Jupiter's also rules horses, you know, these large animals, and Uranus, it was this shocking sudden event. Venus, that Venus-Mercury retrograde conjunction, Venus, they were preparing for this party, and Mercury retrograde, these horses are running in traffic, and Mercury rules transportation. This event was so in line with the astrology. I also said to look out for Meghan Markle. We haven't had anything this week yet, but we'll see if there's any news about her and Prince Harry. The other big event, which is, I think, the really big event about Jupiter, Uranus. Jupiter also educates. It rules universities and colleges, all kinds of higher education. And Uranus, sudden shocking events in Taurus at Columbia University. There are these Gaza solidarity encampments that students set up. They're demanding that the administration divest resources, Taurus rules resources, from Israel because of what is going on over there with the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Well, it is getting more and more and more heated. Some students were suspended and put out of their dorms. So they're essentially homeless from this action. I mean, they were told they were going to have consequences, and the consequences are severe. And more and more and more college campuses, the students are joining in about this protesting. What's going on? Uranus rules revolutionaries and revolts, and these students are banding together in collective action. Pluto is in Aquarius. This is power to the people energy. It'll be really interesting to see what happens because the next solar eclipse will be at 10 Libra, and it's a south node solar eclipse, and it's of the nature of Sero Series 8S, separation and loss. It's conjunct the Neptune of Israel in their 12th house of self-undoing. So it'll be interesting to see if these have staying power? And if, in effect, do they succeed in getting their universities to divest from Israel? It's a big power struggle. And I think graduation season is going to be a lot of upheaval. There was a student at USC who was the valedictorian, and she is a pro-Palestinian activist, and she was silenced. Mercury retrograde. She can no longer, this is the reversal, give her speech. Mercury rules communication because the university said they're concerned about safety and whatnot. So that and all these other speakers are not speaking in at USC. We'll see. Graduations may be canceled. It's going to be a very different graduation season this year. Yeah. So that's the story I think we really need to keep an eye on. As I'm recording it, it's Wednesday before Mercury goes direct. I hope there's not a lot of violence related, because in Aries, there could be a big standoff and conflict. And there's a lot of energy for these student protests to escalate. It is also an important Jewish holiday, Passover, this week. And a rabbi who's a religious figure told students to go home. I meant to say a rabbi is a Jupiterian figure, because Jupiter also rules religion, and told students from Columbia, Jewish students, that they should go home for their safety. And this was also controversial. There's been a lot of talk about anti-Semitic actions, and someone actually got poked in the eye at, I think it was Yale or something, a Jewish student was poked in the eye with a Palestinian flag. There's been some violence, both acts against Jewish students as well as Muslim students. We had this Muslim student in Stanford hit by a car last year. Tensions are really high. Students are lashing out at each other, and some of them are saying nasty things. And it's causing, you know, a lot of chaos and Iranian things. And there is also a lot of talk about, okay, people can be against what the Israeli government is doing and not be anti-Semitic. In fact, a lot of Jewish students are participating in these sit-ins because they don't like what is going on in Gaza as well. So this is all very volatile and nuanced. And yeah, I'll keep you posted when it is in line with the astrology. The Birth Date Company makes amazing products, and I am a proud affiliate. I especially love the Birth Date Book. It's a fully personalized, beautiful, and unique reading of your birth chart with over 70 pages of detailed horoscope analysis. It is such high quality. I absolutely love it. They also make amazing birth date candles. You can get it for yourself or as a gift for someone else. So check out the store and use my coupon code Celeste10 for a 10% discount. Go to bit.ly/3pw3NFM. You can find that in the link in the show notes. Enjoy. The theme of this week is sneaker waves, and there are three big things I want you to think about as you navigate this week. The first is that Venus will step onto her throne and take a seat from tomorrow, April 29th through May 23rd, in the sign of Taurus. Venus is at home in Taurus and Libra. And Taurus is an earth sign. This is fixed energy. Venus rules love, money, self-esteem, harmony. Venus attracts. Venus is the come hither energy to draw things to yourself. It's yin energy. You can think about how the earth mother, really sensual beauty, is an archetype of Venus in Taurus. It's a great time to slow down, enjoy beauty and the pleasures of life. Have some enjoyment. Venus sweetens life. Slow lovemaking sessions, great food, massage. Treat your senses. This is fertile and abundant energy, and it's yin energy. Be receptive for gifts. It's the Empress card of the tarot. You can think about that. I am a Taurus. My birthday is on Friday, May 3rd. If you were so inclined, you can treat me to a coffee or a cocktail, either a one-time thing or a monthly donation at the link in the bio to help defray the cost of this podcast. If you enjoy it, yes, you can, and I will be ever so appreciative. Some Venusian places are nail salons where you go to beautify yourself, beauty salons. Yeah, notice who you see on Monday when Venus goes into Taurus. Keep your eyes open. You may see a woman breastfeeding. You may see cows grazing in the grass. Cows are Taurian. Taurus is the bull. You may see someone make a big donation. Fashion models. Now, Venus, the first aspect she'll make is she'll square Pluto. So you may see someone with bad plastic surgery, or there, and Pluto rules death. There may be some Venusian person who passes away this week. Yeah, so just as this new energy comes in, Venus goes from her detriment in Aries. So maybe you had a conflict with someone. When Venus goes into Taurus, you may make up. It's a great time to make amends. The next thing I want to make you aware of is that Mars will enter its home sign of Aries on Tuesday, April 30th until June 8th. When a planet is in their home sign, they can express the energy of what the planet does with ease. And Mars strives, Mars succeeds, Mars competes, Mars also gets involved in conflict. Aries is the sign where it's most comfortable, and Aries and in Scorpio is its other home sign. Mars is the god of war. This is prize fighter archetype. It's the tower card in the tarot where everything changes. You have a conflict and it causes like everything to collapse. If you've been procrastinating with taking action, well, Mercury was retrograde. We weren't supposed to start new things. Now that Mars is in Aries, a cardinal sign, this may give you the oomph to get going. Notice you may see people fighting. There may be gun violence. You may see boxers or boxing imagery, or watch a movie. There's boxers in it, or a TV show. Yeah, it happens right after the moon goes into Aquarius. So there may be something that we see in the collective at the 0 degrees. It's also a world point. So there will be news over the next couple of days of a martial nature that gets our attention. But for you, just like, be mindful to use this fire energy. Aries is a fire sign. Well, so if you feel yourself getting irritated or angry, get up and move your chi, move your body, go for a walk. It's not a great time to start a fight because, yeah, it could have permanent consequences. We are still in eclipse season until the next new moon. The last thing I want you to make you aware of is there will be a last quarter moon at 11 degrees of Aquarius on May 1st. That's Wednesday. The sun is at 11 Taurus. The moon is at 11 Aquarius. This is a square. Squares are tense. Last quarter moons are the crisis of consciousness. It is about psychologically integrating what went on since the solar eclipse on April 8th, which was a new moon. This is the week where we'll be psychologically integrating what happened before. This moon phase family began on January 31st, 2022, where there was a new moon, where the sun and moon were both at 12 degrees of Aquarius. 9 months later, we had the first quarter moon of the same family where the sun was in Scorpio, the moon was in Aquarius, both at 8 degrees on October 31st of 2022. The full moon of this cycle was their sun was in Leo, the moon was in Aquarius, both at 9 degrees, was on April 1st, 2023. And now we come this Wednesday to the last quarter phase, Sun in Taurus, Moon in Aquarius, both at 11 degrees. So your chart has been activated in the same place over this 27-month period. You can go back and look at the dates, give 2 weeks on either side, and see if there's a story of the nature of Aquarius, which rules groups, organizations, like book clubs, friendships. See if there's a story related to the collective, a story related in your life, and also look at what house it's in. It may be about the house. If you have planets near 11 degrees of fixed signs, there's more likely to be a clear story. This is an important last quarter moon. As I said, we're still in eclipse season, and Mars is on a world point of zero Aries at this time, and Venus is squaring Pluto. So Israel is a Libra rising, so Venus rules their whole chart. It has moved into the sign of Taurus, so where she is at home and can bring in more peaceful, but it's squaring Pluto. Pluto unearths things, it rules catastrophes, and with Mars and Aries, I'm hoping this is not symbolic of Israel entering Rafah for trying to take out the rest of Hamas. Hopefully it's more about a peace negotiation, but my eye is on there because last quarter moons are times of actions. The action may already have happened. I mean, there's a big thing on Sunday, Mars and Neptune meet, and then Mars goes into on the world point. There could be a lot of conflict going on places over these couple of days. But let's hope for peace. Yeah. College campuses. Yeah. Is another story. There may be a bunch of things going on. The sun is on Bacchus, and that is an asteroid. And Bacchus is also known as Dionysus, about overindulging. We may see people over the next week getting like ridiculously drunk and seeing that going on. Yeah, Dionysus, the god of wine, and it's all about overindulging. The sun at 11 Taurus, the tarot correspondence is the Six of Pentacles. So this is about a tarot card about giving, charity, generosity. The Sabian symbol is a young couple walking down Main Street window shopping. That brings the themes to mind to me about dating without commitment. Do you really want to get married to this person and tie yourself to them for the rest of your life? Also, you can think about, is there real reciprocity in your relationships, or is somebody doing all the work? The charitable symbol is a flower of a bright orange tint upon which two butterflies are resting and fanning their wings. This is a degree of reciprocity. It denotes a sympathetic and graceful nature, ever ready to please other, but anxious for recognition and affection. So these are some things to be thinking about in Taurus season, because Venus compares. Venus wants to be appreciated and have life be sweet. The moon is at 11 Aquarius. The tarot correspondence is the Six of Swords. This is a card of transition and thinking about what do you need to move away from. There may be some regret. If you look at the card traditionally in the Rider-Waite Tarot, it's a woman and a child in a boat and their backs are to us and they're moving through water and you can feel the nostalgia. They're going somewhere else they don't really want to go. The Sabian symbol is people on a vast staircase graduating upwards. This to me gives themes about the upheaval with Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. Jupiter is, as I said earlier, rules universities, Uranus upheaval, reversals, all of this kind of stuff, sudden shocks and changes. So yeah, there's going to be a lot of upheaval around graduations. And the charitable symbol is a lion raging against the bars of its cage. It's a degree of restraint. So this symbol carries a nature of strength and dignity, yet there's a potential to be carried away by passion. So if you are someone who's involved in protest, you know, try to keep a cool head and not do something that's going to impact your life forever and lead you to get arrested or like involved in something violent or things like that. Or if you're willing to do that, like just try to slow down and think clearly so it's not something that you do hastily and regret. This is what I'm thinking. It's about thinking about what relationships are you in with this last quarter moon, this crisis of consciousness. Are you just participating in things because your friends are and you want to be one of the crowd, Aquarius, or is your heart really in it? Just some food for thought. If you are embarking on a new journey, experiencing a major life event, feeling stuck, trying to make a difficult decision, or just looking to make positive changes, astrology can provide life-changing insights. There are several ways to work with me. You can come for a 30, 60, or 90-minute astrology consultation, depending on your needs. Ask me a burning question, and I'll record a video for you. Engage in longer-term cosmic success coaching, where we work together on a three-month basis to help you overcome blocks, improve your life satisfaction, build better relationships, accomplish your career goals, and understand yourself better using the tool of astrology. Or mystic mentoring if you're an aspiring astrologer and want help with chart analysis techniques. Go to astrologybyceleste.com to check out my offerings. If you have any questions, you can email me at celeste@astrologybyceleste.com. On Sunday, the word of the day is planning. The moon will enter the sign of Capricorn at 2:37 a.m. Pacific time. Capricorn is cardinal earth, so action taking. Make a plan about what you want to accomplish throughout the week. It's a great time to think about that. Mars is conjunct Neptune at 9:30 p.m. this day. And that's why the podcast is named Sneaker Waves. At first, because like Mars, Neptune, and Pisces can be like massive water. Water as a force, and Neptune and Pisces are related to water. Neptune, the ocean. Pisces also feels like rivers. Is water going to be rushing? Are there going to be sneaker waves that grab people unexpectedly? And it can be like deception. Pisces is deception with some kind of cyber stuff. It could be some kind of sneak attack with people who are taking actions around Neptunian things. Mars conjunct Neptune is like someone who's fighting for their beliefs. So this is kind of interesting. Qatar may kick out Hamas leaders. These leaders have caused unimaginable suffering, them as well as Israel's leader, to the people of Gaza. And they're not getting, Qatar has had just about enough of, they've been really trying to work to negotiate with the two sides and have gotten a lot of elevation because their work that they've done over the last 6 months since the war. And I read something that things may be coming to a head over there. So Mars, Neptune could be people who are caused all this war, get out. We'll see. Maybe there'll be something about an athlete with sneakers. On Monday, the word of the day is simplicity. Venus will enter Taurus at 4:31 a.m. Pacific time. It's beautiful energy. The thing Taurus does best is simplify things. So major plan yesterday, simplify it today. On Tuesday, the word of the day is reckless. The Capricorn moon will sextile Mars and Pisces, still carrying this Neptunian energy. Neptune just spreads things out. It's confusion. It's the fog. It's the mist. It may just be big storms happening with Mars, Neptune. And that happens at 8:18 a.m. Then the moon enters Aquarius at 8:19. Aquarius, the ideal thing is to take a step back and view things from a higher perspective. But it also is the sign that's like, I know, can get really fixed. It's an air sign about opinions. And people can get stuck on their opinions. And then Mars enters Aries at 8:32 a.m. Pacific time. So there's this boom, boom, boom action. And then the moon, which rules the people and our emotions, squares Venus and then Pluto. So carrying the energy of peace into that plutonic energy of, oh, this can be someone's looking at their boo's phone and finds out they've been texting their ex or what have you. Like Mercury retrograde secrets, even though Mercury is now direct, we're in the post-shadow period, can come out and somebody could go ballistic. This, I can just see it. Angela Bassett in Waiting to Exhale. She puts all his stuff in that garage, pours the gasoline on it, lights the match and throws it behind herself. This is that energy. Your life is not a movie. Unlike Angela Bassett, you're not going to just get a lot of money. You're going to be behind a bars in a jail if you do something like that. There was someone set their lash technician's car on fire. This was one of the Jupiter-Uranus events, that Venus conjunct Mercury retrograde, on fire, her car, because she couldn't get an appointment. So notice, you may see people acting reckless. Notice who comes to your conscious attention. Do you see police, firefighters, military, athletes? It takes a bit to get used to the new energy. And so people may do things that are extra, extra. Read all about it. And this day is wild. It may not happen until Wednesday, though. On Wednesday, the word of the day is objection. We have the last quarter moon at 11 Aquarius at 4:27 a.m. Pacific time. As I said, this is a crisis of consciousness, the psychological integration of eclipse season. So really notice what comes to your conscious attention. Can you be tolerant? Can you be progressive? Think about how you can make things better rather than just stay stuck. Can you be an observer rather than a participant? Watch out for being a rebel without a cause with this energy. On Thursday, the word of the day is erupt. Pluto stations retrograde at 2 degrees of Aquarius until October 11th. So 5 days before and 5 days after, when a planet stations its energy is most intense and Pluto rules the shadows, it brings things to light. It burns things down to the studs in order to be rebuilt. It has a mass influence. It's associated with the catastrophes and brutality. I hope Venus square Pluto, maybe like a police action, will take down a sex trafficking ring. That would be something beautiful that could happen with this energy this week. Hopefully the Blue Lagoon, like Venus, a paradise, square Pluto, destroyed. Hopefully a volcanic eruption, Pluto rules volcanoes, is not going to mess up the Blue Lagoon or some other beautiful place. Volcanoes in Iceland have been erupting since December and threatening the Blue Lagoon, which I've been to. It is unbelievable. It is one of the best places on Earth. It is this magical lagoon that's warm all the time. And I can't remember all the technical details about it. It's about the salt or something. You can look it up. The stuff comes up through the lagoon. Anyway, the moon will enter Pisces at 11:57 a.m. Pacific time. It's a thermal thing. It's a thermal something. Sorry, I can't remember what it is right now. As I'm taping this, Mercury's still retrograde. My brain is not working as well as it should be. Yes. So anyway, the moon enters Pisces at 11:51 a.m. Pacific time. Someone may burst out crying. So Pluto retrograde, the energy is intense. This was a date I thought the TikTok ban was going to be happening, because Pluto also rules like getting together, like the Chinese government, to in order to manipulate and control the United States people through that app TikTok, which that was the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction that the U.S. Congress finally got through a bill that had been delayed about funding aid. Jupiter rules aid for Taiwan, Ukraine, and Israel. That finally got done. And they added in the TikTok ban. And it was signed by President Biden on the day before Mercury went direct. So we'll see if it sticks. TikTok is supposed to sell to a company outside of the China, or they will be banned from the U.S. So I'll keep you posted on that. Pisces is mutable water. So let the emotions flow, but like with that Pluto stationing, some things may get said that unleash, you know, some inner turmoil and somebody starts crying. On Friday, the word of the day is determination. Mars in Aries, sextile Pluto in Aquarius. This can be someone, if you're impacted, that you have the will, the grit, and the determination to get things done, to overcome obstacles, to achieve and succeed. With the moon in Pisces, this is also you sunk my battleship energy. Yeah, so we'll see what happens. If there's things on water, because the next day, Saturday, the word of the day is steamy. Fire, Mars in Aries, fire and water. The moon in Pisces makes steam. So watch out if you're getting upset or agitated or emotionally reactive. Go for a walk, a run, a bike ride, whatever you need to do. Move your body is one of the best ways to metabolize excess energy. The moon will be conjunct Neptune, and then we have a balsamic moon at 29 Pisces. That last anaretic degree of the last sign of the zodiac. Yeah, there could be very stormy weather and there could be emotional storms, but in a stormy weather and somewhere tropical is possible. Because it's on a fixed star Shiat and it's known for like catastrophes. Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully not. This happens, the balsamic moon starts at 1:25 p.m. Pacific time. 29 degrees is a degree of decay and crisis. Yeah, and then the moon enters Aries at 1:40 p.m. And that's fire energy. It's starting energy. So the first sign of the zodiac. Can you achieve goals? Watch out for being reckless. Slow down if you're driving. Mercury's still in Aries, a fire sign that makes you want to put the pedal to the metal. Don't do it. Pay attention to where you're walking. The moon will sextile Pluto and then conjunct Mars. So there is energy for a fabulous lovemaking session or a huge fight. It's the choice is yours, or just doing something fun with friends could be great. Maybe doing something competitive, like having a tennis match or something. That sounds good. The sun is in Taurus. Watch out about getting jealous about your boo looking at someone else. Keep a cool head if you can, but if you can't, say sorry. So that's it for this week's episode. I hope to see you at the workshop online on Zoom next Sunday to talk about the Taurus new moon. It is going to be fabulous. Feel free to email me at celeste@astrologybyceleste.com with any astrology and action stories, or let me know how the daily themes are playing out for you. You could also just DM me on Instagram. Take care, and I'll catch you next week. Thank you for listening to Celestial Insights. To learn more about my work, please visit my website, astrologybyceleste.com, where I offer personal readings, horary consultations, cosmic coaching, group events, and classes to help guide people to higher levels of fulfillment. You can also find me on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and Facebook at Astrology by Celeste. If you enjoyed Celestial Insights, please help others find the show. Follow, rate it 5 stars, or write a nice review. I would so appreciate it. I'm astrologer, coach, and intuitive Celeste Brooks, and I'll be back next week.